Hot 91, it is Sam and Ash.
One of our absolute favourites here at Hot 91, a little local lass who's been killing it for some time now in the music game. Caitlin Shadbolt joins us. Morning, kiddo.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
How are you? What have you been up to? I mean, we haven't seen you in a little while.
I know, it's been a long while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Bit of this, bit of that. Just been writing. Just released a new song.
So good.
Now, we've heard this. You're doing a collab.
Yes.
And a release of a new single. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I collaborated with one of my best friends, Melanie Dyer. We've done a bunch of writing together previously, and we've played shows and tours together and stuff like that. And late last year, we wrote this song together just for a bit of fun. And we finished it. We're like, oh, no, we've got to record this one together. So
yeah.
We've come up with this song's Dumb Decisions.
Dumb Decisions.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
We've and this all is done about it. The things you've, you know, out on the town or decisions to go, should we have one more or should we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, I kind of got the
should
idea.
Should we kiss best friend? That sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Sam.
What?
No? Why are you weird?
Tell me that's wrong.
What?
Well, I'm sure have you made those dumb decisions?
Yeah, I've kissed my best friend.
Yeah, you can relate.
Massive pash rash. He had some serious stubble.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I got the concept literally sitting around in a green room talking to a bunch of musos about all the dumb stuff they've done. And I was like, well, it makes for good stories, doesn't it?
So yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's really where the song was born.
So, obviously you get a vibe for something that you write and then some things make it through to the recording process and others don't. How do you get to that process? Do you go off something that, like, feels good or do you go, okay, there's more potential in that and we can hit this market and this market if we do that? Is there how much of a process is behind writing and then recording a song, the ones that you choose to go on?
Yeah, there is definitely still some strategy behind it. And I mean, it depends, because some songs you write and they're just purely vulnerable, whatever you love and whatever, you know, you don't really care so much about if radio loves it.
Yeah.
But then other songs, like this song, where, you know, we picked a few different strategies and we know that the country market loves, you know, a good drinking song. And,
yeah, exactly.
And there really isn't many female drinking songs, you know, they're very male dominant. And so we went, this is a great opportunity to kind of, you know, take it by the balls as
yeah.
such and get in there and have an all girl female drink and country song.
That's awesome.
That's what we've done.
When collaborating with somebody though, how important is it that you get in the same headspace as to what you're writing? Because because Ash and I have written a book recently together and it had that same sort of vibe where we'd get together some days and we sit down and just it'll just flow. We just go and we just knock out a bunch of it. And other days, for whatever reason, we just wouldn't click.
Yeah.
You know, there's just that blockage there. Did you find that with writing a song as well? And has that come across in the music?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I mean, I've done so many co-writing sessions before and some people you click with and others you don't, and that's okay. But for Mel and I, we are just on the same planet.
Yeah.
And it's not this planet, it's a different planet. and so for this particular song, it works so well. We totally understand each other's writing styles and we had a great time and just, yeah, the song just flowed out and, it was just one big party really
and
in the studio.
You are. I love it. Awesome. So if people want to go and download it, where can they go?
All the, you know, usual Spotify, Apple Music. If you still want to download it on iTunes, you can. And then you can follow our socials, just Caitlin Shadbolt and Melanie Dyer.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, well, it's so nice to see you in here again.
Yeah,
all the best with Dumb Decisions.
Thank you. Cheers.